In the last few years, cigarette makers have been in the hot seat. They've been forced to pay billions for the damage done by smoking. But Portland writer Andrew Holtz has another problem with cigarettes. He says it's not the package, but the placement.
The other day I made a grocery run with my kids, 10-year-old Aaron and 7-year-old Judy. As I was unloading our purchases at the checkout counter, their eyes were locked onto the candy and other treats in that impulse zone. Suddenly, I noticed something that had always been there, but I hadn't really seen before. Colorful packs of cigarettes. It startled me. After all, it's not legal to sell tobacco to children. So what are cigarettes doing laying right out within easy reach of even little kids? Later on, I asked Judy whether anything bothered her about the cigarette display. She's only in first grade, but she picked right up on the thing that was bugging me. She said, "The adults aren't looking. They're busy paying. Kids are looking at the cigarettes next to the candy, and they could just take one without paying." National surveys back up what every shop owner knows. Cigarettes are among the most frequently shoplifted items. One convenience store with self-service displays reported losing 10 packs a day, 300 packs a month. That's 6,000 cigarettes, enough to keep a young pack-a-day puffer flush with nicotine from now until Christmas. And that's just from one store. I suppose you could lay the blame on white-fingered kids, but do we have to make it so easy and tempting for them to palm a pack of cigs? I mean, you don't see stores putting sex magazines and pocket-sized wine coolers right out where kids can grab them and dash. And in a way, the self-service cigarette racks are the greater hazard to our children. Most smokers start between the ages of 11 and 15, long before they can buy cigarettes legally. And every day in the United States, 3,000 teens start smoking. That's enough to fill 2 or 3 high schools. Experts say about 1,000 of these children will eventually be killed by a tobacco-related disease. Some stores already keep cigarettes behind the counter, but responsible store owners shouldn't be put at a marketing disadvantage. Why not level the playing field by insisting that all cigarettes be moved out of the reach of children? Attorney General Hardy Myers will begin holding public hearings around Oregon on tobacco issues, including how to keep butts out of the mouths of children. But some communities aren't waiting for state action. Corvallis has already banned self-service cigarette displays. Now sure, even if all the cigarettes are locked away, some kids will find another way to get them, from friends or even their parents. But that's no reason to make shoplifting so convenient. Tell the shop owners you give your money to and the local officials you vote for to put cigarettes out of reach. Oh, and the next time you go to the store, look at those self-service cigarette displays with the eyes of a child. All that brightly packaged forbidden fruit just sitting there. You know no one's really watching. It'd be so easy to just slip a pack in your pocket and slide out the door. It's almost as if they want you to do it.
The comments of Andrew Holtz, a Portland-based writer.